who's with us, you know, he's right under the other side of the world, but I'd like our brother to share, and maybe afterwards we can get into prayer. I'd like him just to share what the Lord's doing, but as you know, we're very much before the Lord with regard to the orphanage. We have about 10 or 12 days, I'm not sure, Danny will explain on this, what we call grace, which means then that otherwise we lose it and government take it over. And one of the brothers there overheard, because there have been people going in there each day looking at the place and so forth, and we did overhear that one of the men, or several of the men who are from the government, have said they reckon that this place is worth about £300,000 and we can pocket this. And you know, it's just inconceivable. But our God is on the throne, and God loves those children, and our prayers and intercessions are very much needed. And maybe after our brother shares with us a little bit about what's going on, we can get into prayer and supplication. So I'm going to hand it over to you now, Danny. I'll give you the mic if you'd like to share.
Praise the Lord, and our very blessed greetings in Jesus' name to the saints in the Full Gospel Assembly and the people online here, to Pastor Kim and all the saints, especially in the Full Gospel Assembly, the brothers and sisters. It's good to be sharing with you today, and happy to be with you in the fellowship today, to listening to God's Word. And this is the living, I mean, the title, the Pride Lust for Power. And this Pride Lust for Power, I just enjoyed the title, and I just enjoyed the teaching as well. And thank you, Pastor Kim, for that word. And I had chances to speak to our brother Bob, and I believe as well our dear sister Daphne, such a blessing. And also Sister Ramona has been sending me some text messages of words of encouragement. Saints, you all know we started a children's home about a year and a half, 2 years ago, out where in India, where Kim and Bob has visited. We have got some children from the tribal areas where Christians are killed for Christian faith. Actually, a few years ago, one of my sister evangelists that used to work with us a few years ago, she was working in the tribal area, tribal village. I don't remember how many of you have understood, I mean, how many of you have heard this, which I told previously before. One of our sister evangelists, a few years ago, she was working there in those tribal areas, visiting Hindu villages and Hindu areas. And in one of the Hindu areas in the state of Orissa, 10 youngsters fell on the dear sister and raped her and cut her upper organs off and stuffed beer bottles into her genitals. And I believe, and after which several things took place, and we also came to know that there were several children, orphans and semi-orphans. Some of the children have lost their parents for Christian faith. So when I visited the place, we, God by His grace and mercy, has given us about 14 pastors and about 5 or 6 evangelists that are working there for the Lord. So all of them got together, and they wanted to work with us, and they liked the message of deeper life, and they said they want to really, really work with us. So it was such a blessing to have them in our fellowship that time. And at the same time, these children were all there in the forest areas, and it's a lot of, you know, lots of abuse and lots of things go on. So the Lord literally, you know, I've been praying for a while that, you know, we should have a place where we can have children. So got these children from there and started this home. And some of the saints in the Full Gospel Assembly, I mean, mostly the Full Gospel Assembly has been helping out, and also some of the saints in Finland have been helping out to, you know, somehow minister to the needs of the kids on a monthly basis. And saints, by God's grace, God has given me a flat in Hyderabad, and it is by His grace and mercy. When I got that flat, I sold it, and because I didn't want it on my name, because I had a flat on my name, I used to have some sort of revenue from it. And I sold the flat because, you know, the state was going to be divided, and there were lots of other problems with the flat that I bought. So I just sold the flat, and I got quite a lot of money. And at that moment of time, I asked the Lord, and I was seeing, because having the children in the place, we were having problems paying off rents and stuff. So, you know, I prayed about it, and I thought it would be good, you know, very clearly in the Lord, it would be good if I just give it to the children. So I've just named the children's home as Audrey's Heart for Children, and just put it as a trust. Myself and one of our pastors, Pastor Chitti Babu, and other pastors as well, they are members of the trust. So put it on the name of the children, so that if I'm not there, maybe they can, you know, still survive and live there, and you know what to say, continue. Because sometimes when we go into different areas, we might get persecuted, we might get hurt, we might get wounded. You know, sometimes things are becoming harder because the government has changed. So just put it on the name of the children. And what happened was, after I paid the money, I still had to pay some more money for the flat that we bought, I mean for the orphanage land and the home that we bought. And one of the brothers said, you know, one of the men told me that, you know what, I'll give you money for less interest. That's what he told me. And I, believing that he would give me the money, and so that I can just, you know, pay it off and slowly pay this man later on, that's what I thought. And what happened was, actually we bought it from a banker. So this man who promised me that I already paid more than half of the money, and the banker to the banker, and we had to pay little money for the registration papers to come on our name. And what happened was, because we didn't pay it for about 1 year or something, and the other man who told me he would give me money for interest, he didn't give me, and things went wrong. And my thoughts were, you know what to say, wanted to sow it for the children, so that, you know, they will live in a happy place without being abused or anything like that. Because in the other place, you know, people are abusing the kids, and especially young children, especially girls and boys, when they get abused, it's quite a hard thing to really digest. So things went wrong, and things did not go, you know, I don't know, you know, I just felt very upset about what has happened and how things went on. But I've left it to the Lord, and I've just committed to the Lord. We have another 10 days to go ahead with, because today is 3rd, I believe, and the 12th is the last date. And what it is we have paid nearly a lot of money. I just don't want to say what it is, but, you know, once, only for little money, or in other words, only not even half of the money, or it's just a quarter of the money, they're just holding the whole home, and they might take it off. That's what is their thought. But, you know, the Lord will not allow it. We know it, and we are praying in faith about it. And saints here in India are fasting, and I'm here in Australia at the moment. I'm also fasting and praying before the Lord, you know, for God's grace and mercy. I know some of the saints in Full Gospel Assembly are fasting and praying, and thank you so much for that love and faithfulness there, saints. Well, this is how things have been going on, and we have another few days more to go ahead with this, and somehow see where the Lord takes us in all this. I have left it completely into the hands of the Lord, and I'm believing, you know, for anything the Lord does. You know, if the Lord wants it to go, I will fully agree with it. If the Lord wants it to be there, you know, the Lord will hear that, love those children, so He wouldn't do that. So I'm just saying, you know, whatever it is, I'm willing to accept and willing to receive it, whatever cost it would take to pay, a price or anything that, you know, at this time of hard situation and heart as well. So I'm willing to do anything. I told the Lord, Father, I have just submitted to you, and it took a hard time for me because I was battling, you know, I have to lose a lot of money if I lose this, that's what I thought. But now I've just come to a place where, you know, that doesn't matter, those children are yours, and I have given it, you know, I was led with an unselfish heart, and I just gave it. And here you are, whatever you want to do, Lord, do it. That's what I told the Lord. So I know you're all praying, and thank you so much. And please keep praying, and I'm pressing on here, and saints are pressing on there in India. And I know that, you know, above all, we have the prayers of the Full Gospel Assembly that's regularly praying for us and interceding for us. And thank you so much once again. And here in Australia, saints, it's been already 1 month since I came, and God has opened a door for me in the Indian community to share God's word at the end of the month on 30th, 29th and 30th of July, where they are arranging a conference among the Indian community. And they have also asked me to share God's word there. And please do pray about it as well, that the Lord should lead. And, you know, it's when we preach the message of the cross, we know the battle that we go through everywhere. But praise the Lord, God will be faithful, and I always believe, you know, His sheep will hear His voice and follow Him, and God has always a remnant there. everywhere we go, and please do keep in prayer about it. And just want to tell that, you know, we have been praying for all of you, especially whenever there's a problem or trouble that comes to the assembly. You know, I get to know things from some things from Sister Daphne, some things from Pastor Kim, when we heard about Teresa's son, we heard about Sister Ramona's son, we heard about Sister Daphne when she was suffering with pneumonia, and when Brother Paul when he went to Kenya, and all these things, you know, everything that comes to our notice. And also, you know, some of the things that were going on and changes that were taking place in the Full Gospel Assembly, we are getting updates about that regularly, and we do keep praying for you guys. And just want to remind you that we love you as well, and above all, I thank you all once again for all your love, for all your support, and all those that are supporting this Audrey's Heart for Children. And thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Kim, for this opportunity, and thank you, Brother Bob, for admitting, and thank you, Brother Paul, also admitting online. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you.